many of y'all need help with anything in your life? Now, I won't ask you necessarily to answer this, but how many of you need help tonight with something? I'd say probably most of us would still raise our hand again and say, yep, that's me, preacher. I needed help last week, last year, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I need help today, tomorrow, next week, next. I need help every day. Now, we've been talking about, we've been in a series, The Lord Is My, and we've talked about different things. Now, the first thing we looked at, now you got to get with it here. I want to make sure you're awake, alert, and enthusiastic, okay? So first of all, we looked at, it's a few weeks back, and these are encouraging type of messages. And God must say, those folks down there need some encouragement. So you're in your place, and I believe God will encourage you. The first one we looked at, God, or the Lord is my strong tower. Now, come on, y'all. Show off those biceps, triceps, whatever. The Lord is my strong tower, okay? And then we looked at what? The Lord is my shield. Remember, like you're holding the shield up? The Lord is my shield. And then last week we looked at the Lord is my rock. Okay, let's try that. Let's do it all together, okay? All three of them again. Now, I know that might be stretching it. The Lord is my strong tower, the Lord is my shield, and the Lord is my rock. All right. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Lord is my help. The Lord is my help. And when I ask you if you need help with something, I'm thankful that I serve a God who is big enough to be my help. Amen. And I'm sure that I'll say somewhere throughout the message tonight, use the word helper. Now, I don't mean by any way that, you know, I'm the supreme one and he is my little helper, my little assistant behind me by any means. But the Lord is my help and the Lord is my helper, and he's the one that's got the power, the knowledge, the know-how, and all the things that we need to get us through this life, because I believe we all need help sometimes, don't we? Have you ever got your car in a mess, or your car or your truck in a mess, and you get stuck up? You ever done that? Maybe it's slick. I know coming home from church one night on Route 23, I think it was a Wednesday night. I believe it was a Wednesday night. We were coming. It was pretty slick, and there was a car that was already over in one of the meadows that had slid off of 23 over there. So remember, we stopped, and what used to be at least the fire chief there in the McClellan district. That what they call it, McClellan Fire Department. I stopped at his house because it's on the way, and I was going to let him know. Like, it never got his attention. He finally came to the door. He said, "Oh yeah, we knew about that. It's sorry. I think the lights were still on the vehicle, but yeah, we know all about that. And everybody's fine. They'll get it out later or whatever." And so we've got in our car ready to go out, and we couldn't get out. But finally, a guy come out and helped us a little bit. We pushed a little bit, and we got out. We needed a little bit of help. Right? We need a little bit of help. I don't know about you, but in my life spiritually, I need a whole lot of help sometimes. And I'm thankful that I have a God that is my help. There is nothing that God cannot help us with. You know, I say quite often, you know, Jesus is the answer to everything. He's the answer to everything. Whatever the problem is, whatever it is you need, Jesus is the answer. And I'm thankful for that. Tonight, we're looking at Psalm. We primarily looked at Psalms. I know a strong tower, we looked a little bit in Proverbs, but mainly in the book of Psalms. Tonight, we're going to be looking exclusively in the book of Psalms. The Lord is my help. The Lord is my help. You say, well, preacher, don't leave us hanging. What's a symbol for help? Now, if we get in trouble in this world physically, what are we taught as little kids? Maybe not everybody here, because you may have been a little bit older when this came into place. But what are you supposed to do if you have an emergency? Dial 911. So our symbol for help is this, okay? You know, can you do that? I know it takes a little bit of dexterity. You know, your thumb out and your pinky out and, like, you're calling, okay? Well, probably so, but the Lord is my help. Okay, let's try that. Let's practice. I know some of y'all really need a little practice here. The Lord is my help. One more time. The Lord is my help. And we're looking at the book of Psalms, all right? First of all tonight, now we got all kind of references. I'm not sure. I may have to whittle them down a little bit, because we'll be here a while probably looking at every one of them. But suffice it to say, point number one, it's okay to call for help from the Lord. Okay? It's okay. You know, some people, you know, I don't know what it is in this society, sometimes we promote self-sufficiency to the point that we may even think, well, I don't need to call anybody for help. I got this. And you know, normally, you know, men are kind of like that when it comes to directions, right? I got this. Well, your wife says, well, sweetheart, we've been kind of going around in circles for the last little bit. Why don't you stop and got this? I got this. You know, and sometimes we as Christians think we got this. But can I tell you, it's okay to call on the Lord for help. It's okay. Can I say it's actually a good thing to call on the Lord for help? Because sometimes you may not even think you need help, but you do. And I need him every day, and I need him every hour, and I need him every minute, and I need him every second. So point number one, it's okay to call for help from the Lord. Actually, it's good. Now, we're not going to turn to all these. Let's look at this, the first one, all right? Psalm 12:1. Psalm 12, verse 1. It says, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Help! I seem to be outnumbered here. Not too many godly people left. Actually, there's 17 times in the book of Psalms that I found that someone is calling out for help. That's okay, okay? It's okay for you to call out for help. Because you know what? God's got this, but you ain't. Don't you love my proper English? God's got this, but you ain't. God's got it. And it's okay to call out for help. Again, 17 times in these Psalms. You know, a lot of the Psalms start out with, Lord, I'm in trouble, right? And the psalmist is calling out for help. It might not use that word help. I mean, specifically, the word help or helper is used 17 times in Scripture where someone is saying, Lord, we need your help. Lord, we need your help. Lord, we need your help. A lot of the Psalms start out, we're in trouble here. And I think we are in trouble in a lot of ways in this world, don't you? And in our country, we're in a lot of trouble. But then by the end of the Psalm, he calls out for help. And then by the end of the Psalm, he realizes, oh, it's all going to be okay because God's got this. So number one, under the Lord is my helper. Number one, it's okay to call for help from the Lord. It's actually good, okay? Number two, I like this one. I think you'll appreciate this one. God's help is powerful help. God's help is powerful help. Turn to Psalm 124, verse 8. I like this. Psalm 124 and verse 8. God's help is powerful help. Notice what the psalmist says in Psalm 124, verse 8. It says, our help is in the name of the Lord. Now, remember, what's in a name? It speaks of his character. It speaks of who he is. It says, guess what? Our help is in the Lord. It's in his character, in his nature, in his strength. And then, in case that whoever the reader of this is, or as the singer of this psalm, it's like, just in case you don't know who that is, it says, who made heaven and earth? That's a pretty big obstacle, don't you think? That's a pretty big feat, if you will. You know, we got the seven greatest wonders of the world, right? Guess what? Every single one of them, guess what? God made it. So our God is a big God. Our help that we get from God is a powerful help. He says, our help is in the name of the Lord. Who made, just in case you forget, who made heaven and earth? And if he made heaven and earth, I believe he can help you through whatever you're going through. I think he can solve the problem, don't you figure? The Lord is my helper. Number one, it's okay to call for help from the Lord. It's actually good. Number two, God's help is powerful help. Number three, the Lord can help you personally. Personally. Now, there's several places in here that the Bible says, my help or my helper. We're going to turn to them real quick, okay? Psalm 27, verse 9, if you want to turn back. Most of these are chronological. Then there are a little few of them aren't. But here, Psalm 27, a few of them here at the beginning especially are chronological in the book of Psalms. Psalm 27 and verse 9. Hide not thy face far from me. Nope, that's not it. 27 verse 9. Don't you hate when you do that? I don't have my master copy with me with all the verses that I jotted down. So this one is a mistake, but it's somewhere in the book of Psalms. Does that help? Okay. Oh, I know what it is. I found this early when I was looking at it. The rest of the verse is on my next page. That's why. I thought that was the end of the verse. Okay, here you go. Said, boy, I'm so glad we got a brilliant preacher that we do. It says, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. And now I have to turn my page and the rest of the verses on the next page. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation or deliverance there. So, my help. Look at chapter 40. Verse 17, chapter 40, verse 17. It says, but, chapter 40, verse 17, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Chapter 54 and verse 4. This is really a test to see how fast you are with your fingers. Psalm 54, verse 4. It says, Psalm 54, verse 4, behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Look at chapter 63 and verse 7. Chapter 63 and verse 7. It says, because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. That's a nice picture, isn't it? I'm going to stay underneath the protection of your wings because you are my help. Chapter 70 and verse 5. Chapter 70 and verse 5. It says, but I am poor and needy, make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. In other words, I really need your help quick, God. Hurry up. Psalm 121. This is a pretty familiar one. Psalm 121. Verse 1 and 2. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Again, a reminder of how powerful he is. He says, I'm going to look up into the hills, and it says, my help, my help. I'm thankful for the West Virginia mountains, aren't you? I'm thankful for the mountains, and it says, guess what? I'm going to look up to God, and he's going to be my help. I'm thankful for that. Then out of order a little bit, look at Psalm 46. Psalm 46 and verse 1. Psalm 46 and verse 1. Notice this verse of encouragement. It doesn't use the word my help or my helper, but notice what it says. It's a very present help. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You think, what's the opposite of present? Absent. I'm glad that God is not AWOL. He is not absent. I'm thankful that he's, if you will, Johnny on the spot. He's right there. He's always with us. He is our personal help. Psalm 94, verse 17. Psalm 94 and verse 17. Here it says, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. What's he saying there? If it wasn't for the Lord's help, I'd have done left this world. Now, some of you can relate to that, right? You've gone through something, you said, Lord, if it wasn't for you and for your help, I'd be out of this world. One more under this point, the Lord can help you personally. Look at Psalm 116, verse 6. Psalm 116 and verse 6. Psalm 116, verse 6. It says, the Lord preserveth the simple. Now, Connie said something about pea brain. Like a preacher says, I got a pea brain. I never said Connie has a pea brain, okay? I just talked about, you know, in her testimony, she said something about, you know, my little pea brain. As a preacher said, I never said that Connie has a pea brain. I just say in general, compared to God, we got little pea brains, right? I want you to understand that. And this basically says in that reference there, what, Psalm 116, verse 6, it says, the Lord preserveth the simple. Well, I'm glad about that. Aren't you glad about that? He preserveth the simple. It says, I was brought low and he helped me. Me personally. I'm thankful that the Lord can help me personally. I remember going to WVU. See, I went to Midland Trail High School. We had about 123-124 in my graduating class. Then I went to WVU. You know, I was in petroleum engineering up there. And I had classes that were huge. I mean, he was in this great big old, you know, classroom that was sloped like this, and down there's like the stage, the platform, or whatever. The teacher would be down there, and I had a geology class. It was huge, and some of these huge classes, and it's like, man, and I learned my Social Security number like that, because you got to. It seemed like up there, everything's Social Security number. You just spit it out. I'm thankful that I'm not a number to the God of the universe. He knows my name. He knows how many hairs are on my head. He knows what's in my heart. He knows what I struggle with. He knows what I'm gifted in. He knows all of those things. And I'm just thankful that the Lord can help me personally. I mean, who better to help you than the God of the universe, who knows all about you? He knows exactly what you need to give you help. I'm thankful for that. I transferred to Tech, and it was much smaller classes, and I liked it a whole lot better for me personally. But I'm glad that God knows me personally. Number one, the Lord is my helper is what we're talking about. Okay, make sure you're awake. The Lord is my help. It's okay to call for help from the Lord. It's actually good. Number two, God's help is powerful help. He made the world. Number three, the Lord can help you personally and help me personally. Number four, sometimes God's help will require us to wait. Now, this is the first bit of bad news so far. Everything's been amen, amen, amen to point number one, two, and three. But this one, I'm not so sure I can say amen. Sometimes God's help will require us to wait. Turn to Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verse 20. And now we've already looked at some that the Lord, it seems like the psalmist is writing and said, Lord, hurry up, need your help, hurry. And that's kind of the way we are, right? Lord, I want your help and I need it now. I mean, it's right now. Psalm 33, verse 20. It says, our soul, what's that word? Waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Sometimes we just got to wait on the Lord. You know, waiting on the Lord is a good thing, because if we're not careful, we'll get ahead of the Lord, and that's very scary and dangerous. We need to make sure the Lord is before me, the Lord is helping me, and sometimes we just got to wait, right? I mean, it honestly would be grand if we just called upon the Lord, and sometimes he does. I mean, sometimes you call on one time, boom, he answers yes, and right there it is, praise the Lord. But a lot of times in life, the help comes slower than we think it should. But can I say, just because we think it's too slow, it's perfect timing in God's eyes. Perfect timing in his eyes. So sometimes God's help will require us to wait. You say, preacher, I was encouraged, and you guys say amen in you, but then you got to that one. Number one, it's okay to call for help from the Lord. It's actually good. Number two, God's help is powerful help. Number three, the Lord can help you personally. Number four, sometimes God's help will require us to wait. Number five, trust helps grease the tracks to get God's help. I didn't know how else to put that. Trust helps grease the tracks to get God's help. You ever heard of greasing the track? You know, God's help will get there quicker if we trust Him more. Okay? Psalm 115. Verses 9, 10, and 11. Psalm 115, verses 9, 10, and 11. Trust. When we trust the Lord, it greases the tracks, if you will, to get God's help even sooner if we really trust. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have enough trust because He's not answered yet, but I am saying that when we do trust Him, it greases the tracks in the sense that He's more apt to help us when we really trust Him to help us. That makes sense? Y'all just give me a little nod because I'm not sure it made sense to me. Did that make sense to y'all? Okay, good, good. Trust helps grease the tracks to get God's help. Psalm 115, verses 9, 10, and 11. Notice what it says. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. It says, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And then you say, well, that's talking about Israel, that's talking about the house of Aaron, but what about, and then here it is, verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. I don't know, it seems to me that the more we trust Him, the more apt He'll be to help us the way that we need help. But if we're just flippant, we know, I got this, God. I'm not going to trust you. I got this. I'm going to handle it myself. You know, I'm sure that in any group we have some micromanagers out there, and you think you got all the answers. Can I tell you something? You ain't got all the answers. You don't have all the answers. In fact, sometimes we lack for answers. But when we trust the Lord, it greases the tracks, and we're more apt to see God help us sooner when we trust Him. You know, I think God sometimes lets us just do our own thing, thinking, I don't know, maybe they'll figure it out, but they ain't going to figure it out. Well, maybe they'll figure out they ain't going to figure it out. Okay, I've used 8 more tonight, I think, than any message I've preached here at Oak Mound. So, Bill, forgive me if you would. Trust helps grease the tracks to get God's help. And we looked at this one earlier, but you're pretty close to it now. Look at Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2 again. I can't help but see trust in these verses in Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I see a confidence in this psalmist as he writes this. It's not like, well, I'm going to think about seeking God's help. Or if I get in trouble, I'm going to call for the Lord's help. Or if I finally get to the point that I'm starting to look stupid to everybody around me, I'll call out for God's help. I mean, no, he's right off the bat. I see a confidence. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. I mean, it's kind of like, don't you sense a confidence and a trust there? From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You see, trust helps grease the tracks to get God's help. Tonight, the Lord is my... The Lord is my... Come on now. The Lord is my help. It's okay to call for help from the Lord. It's actually good. Number two, God's help is powerful help. Number three, the Lord can help you personally. He's that kind of God, and He cares about you personally. Number four, sometimes God's help will require us to wait. Number five, trust helps grease the tracks to get God's help. Number six, last point, what are the proper responses for God being my help? I think we pretty much established it's a pretty big point in the book of Psalms that God is my help. He is my helper. So how should we respond to that? Well, the psalmist responded. I have three different references here to look at. Psalm 42 and verse 5. And these are chronological. Psalm 42 and verse 5. What are the proper responses to having a God like ours being our help and helper? Psalm 42 verse 5. Psalm 42 verse 5. Notice what it says. It says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance." I think probably the help of his presence is really what it's speaking of. It says, hope in God. You know, why are you discouraged? Why are you downtrodden? Hope in God. Trust in God. And it says, I'll praise him because of his present help. Praising. You know, you and I as Christians, if nothing else tonight, we ought to be reminded we need to praise God for his help. We need to praise God that he tells us in his Bible that we can call on him for help. Again, our God could be a recluse God if he wanted to be. He could be up in some great big mansion and slam the door and say, "You guys are on your own." But I'm thankful that he's a God that is a personal God. And because we have that kind of personal God that is our help, we ought to praise him. The psalmist says, "For I shall yet praise him." Another response, chapter 63, verse 7. Not only is a proper response to praise the Lord, Psalm 63 and verse 7 says, we read this earlier, but I want to point out one word in particular. It says, "Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I." What's that word?
Rejoice.
Rejoice. Man, if we have God as our help and as our helper, we ought to rejoice. You know, we need some rejoicing Christians. We have enough sour, making it through, barely struggling through life, preacher. We need some rejoicing Christians, really. And I'm not making fun of the fact that all of us at times are kind of like, "Man, I'm blah. I had a bad day. This one said this to me, or this happened, and I don't know how we're going to swing this, and I don't know how we're going to afford that, and I'm not sure this one's not speaking to me." And I mean, we all have days like that, right? But as an overall principle, if we find ourselves always in that rut, there's probably a problem. Because we have a God that says, guess what? When you need anything, call out to me. I'm your help. Now, I'll give you what you need. I may not give you just what you want, but I'll give you what you need in my time schedule. But guess what? Having a God like that ought to make us say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have a God like that. We ought to rejoice. Now, remember, to help me in my simple mind, as the scripture talked about earlier, for those that are simple, I like to think of joy as a smile on my heart. You know, joy is on the inside, and rejoice is related to joy, and joy on the inside is based upon my relationship with Jesus. It's not based upon the stock market, okay? It's not based upon whether we have godly leaders or very ungodly leaders. It's not based upon that. It's not based upon whether I have a good day or a bad day. It's based upon my relationship with God, and specifically in the context of what we're looking at, our joy should be based upon knowing that we have a God that is a God that wants to help me. Wow, that's pretty good news, don't you think? We have enough bad news in the world. We ought to rejoice. What are proper responses for God being my help? Number one, we ought to praise him. Number two, we ought to rejoice. And number three, this is very similar, but look at Psalm 146. It uses a little different word. Psalm 146 and verse 5. This is the last reference we're going to look at. Psalm 146 and verse 5. Psalm 146 verse 5. It says, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help." Did you catch that word? help is in that word. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of the Bible. Do you have that God? Is he on your side? Guess what? Then you ought to be happy. It says, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Proper responses for God being my help. We ought to praise him. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff around us that bothers us for sure. But we still ought to manage a praise for God. We ought to rejoice on the inside. That smile on the heart based upon my relationship with the Lord, based upon him being my helper and my help. And then lastly, that happy idea. Now, I know it's not exactly always, you know, a pure distinction as easy as we might make of it. Happy is kind of on the outside. and it says happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. So on the inside we ought to be joyful. On the outside we ought to be happy. Wow. Sounds like a pretty big God to me. Tonight we've talked about the Lord is my, now come on, here, some of you fell asleep there for just a moment. The Lord is my help. Okay, one more time. The Lord is my help. Number one, it's okay to call for help from the Lord. It's actually good. Number two, God's help is powerful help. Number three, the Lord can help you personally. Number four, sometimes God's help will require us to wait. Number five, trust helps grease the tracks to get God's help. And number six, proper responses for God being my help are to praise him, to rejoice, and to be happy. You know, for you and I, instead of calling 911, now, there's nothing wrong with calling 911. Don't leave her tonight. The preacher said don't call 911. No, I didn't say that. Sometimes we need human help, right? that's good. Call 911. We as Christians, we got something a whole lot better. A whole lot better. Boy, I just got away with words tonight. A whole lot better than calling 911. Spiritually, we can call the Lord and call upon his help. I'm thankful for that. How about you? If you would, bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me ask you, I'm not going to ask you to indicate in any way, but tonight, is there some specific thing that you have in your life that you need help with? Can I remind you the whole theme of everything we talked about? The Lord is my help. The Lord is your help if you know Jesus as your Savior. Would you trust him enough to take whatever you need help with to him right now in prayer? And say, Lord, I need help. And just fill in the blank. I need help with. And then fill in the blank. Would you take it to the Lord in trust and say, Lord, I need help with this. And I'm turning it over to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Bible. We don't have to preach our opinion or just what we think on a subject. As we've said many times, not even current events. We can preach your holy word, your love letter to us. And we thank you tonight that, Lord, we've been able to look at the Lord is my help. And we thank you that you are our help. And, Lord, I think there's probably a lot of people here tonight praying and say, Lord, I need help with. And they filled in the blank. But Lord, what we like to do, we like to bring it to you and say we trust you, but then we get up and we take it right back with us. Lord, help us to trust you enough for your help that we just leave that problem with you, leave that situation with you, because your help is the best place, best thing to get. Lord, that's the most powerful help we can get. We pray that you'll work, and Lord, give give your help to these folks. And Lord, may we just lean upon you. And Lord, help us to praise you, and help us to rejoice, and help us to be happy. Lord, because you are our help, we just praise you and thank you. May we leave here tonight being encouraged.